Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are looking at the issue of Jewish students under threat at this point in time. What prompted this debate was a message from one of our listeners, Alina, who said that most universities are opening for a new semester. My concern is, are there any signs of Jewish students abroad or in Israel or in South Africa who are alarmed or are being subjected to anti-Semitic activities since the beginning of the school semester? Well, joining us now on the line, we welcome Mike Ben-Avi, former Israel police and researcher of counterterrorism. Mike, good afternoon to you, or good morning rather, and welcome and thanks for joining us on the show.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
No, great to have you on board, Mike. So, as I laid the basis, the foundation of our discussion regarding now semesters are over and, it's back now to school, back now to university or any other educational institutions. So, Mike, what are you observing on the ground where you are based regarding the return of Jewish students to schools? Are they still being subjected to the same anti-Semitism or has it escalated? What are they facing right now? What are you seeing?
Well, it escalated, of course, since the war started with Hamas in Gaza, and it keeps on escalating to a point when many, many Jewish students associations in the United States are considering the campuses now to be the most hostile places when it comes to anti-Semitism, and they're really afraid. Mm-hmm. Of course, theory is not just one solid, movement. Right. Amongst them, there are Jewish students who are opposing Israel. You know, in a recent poll, a concerning poll, in my opinion, we showed that even after the October 7th attacks, massacre, and the ongoing war, 70% of American Jews are still planning on voting for the Democrats, voting for those who see what's going on in the campuses and do absolutely nothing about it. Now, if you're looking at the more conservative Orthodox Jews, you have billionaires like Bill Ackman who took all of his donation money and just moved it to universities who are more pro-Israel. Mm-hmm. So right now, I think the majority of the students see campuses such as Columbia University, of course, the notorious Columbia University, the anti-Semitic one, and Harvard University. Of course, you have UC Berkeley in California. Major schools used to be Ivy Leagues. Now they are breeding grounds of foreign students, mostly from Islamic states, who camp out, who are already planning on camping out in campuses and avoid or prevent Jewish students from even entering, and Jewish faculty. You know, we're talking about the students, but a lot of Jewish faculty is also getting harassed by both students and other faculty members.
Mike, what I'm trying to fathom here is you did hint now that nothing seemingly is done about this, but why not? Why aren't authorities clamping down? What is the problem with law enforcement and, authorities, homing in on this and arresting the situation?
It's an ongoing, very sad situation in the United States under the Biden administration. If you remember after the riots, when George Floyd was killed by the police, they did the same thing. They decided to defund the police. They see law and order as something that is dangerous to them in a way. They don't protect the Jewish people. And you know what's going on tonight in America? We have the debate.
You have the debate with Harris and Trump, yes.
We are, mm-hmm. Yeah. We are less than 2 months away from the elections in the United States, and it's all politics. The Democrats don't want to hurt their base, the Z generation, whatever they call it. It's really, really bad. These new kids are confused. Some of them are brainwashed, and some of them are just simply hate Jews from home. So,
yeah, Mike, just very quickly. So on the basis of what we've discussed till now, are you seeing a notable an increased, so to speak, reluctance on the part of Jewish students to return to campus?
Yes. I mean, there's fear and it's very obvious. All you have to do is just read around online what Jewish students thinking. And a lot of them are really afraid. A lot of them who are not involved in politics, who just want to go there and get their degree and get out, yes, and be productive. Now it's like being Jewish is a curse. And it's very, very sad. Now, President Trump promised that if he gets elected, all these people are not only going to get defunded, these mm-hmm. campuses, but some people are going to get deported. If they, you see people who are pro-Hamas I'm pro-Hezbollah, and they do it so publicly with no fear, and it's under the protection of this administration who really don't want to do anything in the name of political correctness.
Mike, I wish we could continue this conversation, but we've just about run out of time. But thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive to give us some background as to what Jewish students are facing now under threat now that they're returning to their schools, educational institutions and universities. Mike Ben-Avi, former Israel police researcher of counterterrorism.